please turn right here and head into the exhibition gallery entitled The History of the Townhouses. So, what townhouses would they be? Well, they are, of course, the ones that are currently home to the Museum of Warsaw. So, please stand in front of the three showcases holding the grey and white models of a row of houses. The first showcase, the one on the left, nearest the entrance, shows us the north side of Warsaw's Old Market Square as it looked in 1938. The city had recently purchased several of the townhouses. Looking from the left, they're the 4th, 5th and 6th, and they've been picked out in white on the model. And it was in 1938 that work began on adapting the interiors to museum purposes. Sadly, it wasn't long before the Second World War broke out and transformed Warsaw into a sea of ruins. The model in the center showcase gives you an idea of the scale of the destruction. It shows the same row of houses in 1945. As you can see, the buildings that suffered the least are the two in the center. And here's an interesting fact. They both survived thanks to the special reinforcements that had been used for the ceilings just before the onset of the war. After the hostilities had come to an end, the old town was steadily raised from the ruins. The final part of the reconstruction work saw the museum's courtyards being set up as a lapidarium. That was accomplished in 1964, hence the date on the model in the third showcase. The townhouses were restored to their pre-war appearance, but certain changes were introduced. One example is the way the courtyards were opened up somewhat. In addition, after the war, it was decided that an entire 11 neighboring townhouses would belong to the museum, which is why this model is predominantly white rather than grey. Now please turn round and have a look at the opposite wall, where the facades of the museum's townhouses are presented. The north side of the Old Market Square consists of 8 buildings, and you can see the house numbers at the bottom of the display. All the townhouses look just as they did in the 17th or 18th century when Warsaw was the newly established capital of the First Republic of Poland. They were, and often still are, referred to by names, all of which derive from the names of their former owners, with one exception. Number 36 has long been known as the Black Man, a name originally inspired by the sculptured head set into a niche on the facade. In style, the facades are either Mannerist or Baroque. The main entrances are stylistic period pieces in their own right, and the roofs feature elegant attics. Now please have a closer look at the end house on the right. It's known as the Falkiewicz Townhouse. You'll see that it features a group of 3 sculptures. The one in the center portrays the Madonna. On her left we have St. Stanisław, and on her right, St. Elizabeth. They gazed out over the Old Market Square uninterruptedly from the 17th century until the moment when the townhouse was destroyed in 1944. Once it had been rebuilt in the 1950s, the sculptures were restored to their original position. However, this was frowned upon by the communist authorities, who gave the order for them to be removed. It wasn't until the 1970s that permission was granted for them to be put in place again. There are dozens of stories like this to be told about the museum's townhouses, and you can find out more from the brief texts located behind the doors to each townhouse in the display.